Heather Henry and Wayne Freeman here. They are working on a master plan for the town of Basalt. So tell us what's going on.
Morning, Bob.
Morning.
Morning.
Tomorrow night's the kickoff, right?
Yes.
What's sure going to happen is. And where is it going to happen and when's it going to happen?
Sure is. So we are going to be at the Temporary in...
Which is at Willits?
Basalt. Yes, mm-hmm. Willits. Absolutely. 5:30 to 7:30. So this is the beginning of a many months process to gather information from the town, from citizens, business owners, visitors, anyone alike that is interested in Basalt. So our kickoff, we make it our job to make sure that it's a lot of fun. So there's going to be some refreshments. There's going to be kids activities. So bring your kids. We'll make sure they're entertained so you have plenty of time to give us some input. Stations, we'll be talking about mobility, economics, lifestyle, land use. So it's a really all-encompassing process.
So what's the master plan do? Why is the town doing one now, and what's the purpose of it?
Sure, it's master plan. In this case, it's similar to a comprehensive plan for the town. That's a requirement by state statute to look into all the great things that Heather just mentioned, and allows the community to have input on the direction and where their town is going over the next 10 years or so.
Excellent. And what's the schedule of when will this be completed, and what are the major milestones along the way?
Sure. So this will go through all of 2019 as kind of an overall process. We're trying to stack a lot of community input right now into this time frame before everyone takes off for the summer and school is out. So we have our kickoff tomorrow night. Our next big community open house will be May 9th, and that's 5:30 to 7:30 as well. We'll have another one May 30th, 5:30 to 7:30. So they're all evening times. Make sure everybody can get home from work and come see us. So those are kind of stacked into May, and then we'll run a community survey all the way through May and likely into June. Make sure we get lots of community input via the survey. So that's an electronic survey. You can get to that at letstalk.basalt.net, letstalk.basalt.net, and you can get to the survey. So even if you can't come to our in-person events, there's a lot of ways to engage on that website, including the survey itself. And then we'll take some time where the design team is working through these ideas and solutions and bringing a lot of this input together over the summer. And then you'll see a whole nother series of open houses, another survey in the fall to test some of those conclusions with the citizens.
So if I go over there tomorrow night, what should I be prepared to do? Do I need to know anything? What would I expect if I was to show up?
So I think that your only preparation is to think about your life and your town. What do you enjoy? What impacts you every day? What are some of the strengths of Basalt? What are some of the weaknesses? What would you like to see changed? What would you like to see more of? But you know what? No prep is necessary. You show up, and we're there to guide everyone through those questions and through that line of thinking and coax out some of those juicy bits about all those things, strengths, weaknesses, everything that impacts your day-to-day life and what you'd like to see in the town.
So Wayne, you're with a large-ish firm and get to see a lot of places. When you were thinking about Basalt, what do you see as some of the issues that you think the master plan needs to address?
Well, I think we've structured the process to try to address some of those transportation-related issues, land use issues. Looking at Basalt, it's a little unique with its two separate communities, if you will, one in the same, but it's geographically split.
Southside.
Yeah,
it's true.
So one of my always questions is, where is Basalt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
over the Mid Valley. It's all basalt.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's unique in its integration between in the Roaring Fork Valley. I think that we get the opportunity to work around the West in mountain towns. Some of the same issues come up over and over again in mountain communities. Housing is a driving discussion point, inevitably.
No pun intended.
It's an incredibly difficult thing in a lot of communities throughout the West, and no different here. I think that with the river, that's great. That's a wonderful asset that that you all have here, and. You know, talking with folks over the course of the last couple of months individually, I think it's interesting to listen to how people view access to the river and their natural assets here. So I think it's a great opportunity to build on those discussions here if you come out to the events over the course of the next month.
And the website to learn more is?
letstalk.basalt.net.
All right. Thanks, Heather. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Bob. You.